you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
It's Thursday, September 23rd. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. A CDC advisory panel today recommended booster shots of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for Americans who are 65 and older, or who are in a nursing home, or adults of any age with a compromised immune system. The boosters would come at least 6 months after the second Pfizer vaccine shot. You remember that late yesterday, the FDA signed off on a similar recommendation for Pfizer booster shots. Here's more on vaccinations. State health officials are looking at requiring public school students to get vaccinated against COVID-19 if they want to attend class in person. It would apply only to students ages 12 and up. Federal health authorities have not yet approved COVID-19 vaccinations for younger children. Dr. Mark Galli is California's Health and Human Services Secretary.
We have to protect individual students, to protect the school community from diseases that are preventable, that can not only cause people to miss opportunities to learn, but also cause real morbidity and mortality for students.
The LA Unified School District approved a vaccination requirement for older students 2 weeks ago. They have to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 by the time they return to school after the December winter break. Students involved in sports or other after-school activities have to be fully vaccinated by Halloween. One more note. Late last night, the school board at Oakland Unified voted to require COVID-19 vaccinations for all students 12 and up. The U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals today knocked back an L.A. federal judge's order that Los Angeles County and the city of L.A. offer shelter to everyone on Skid Row who needs it and do it by October. U.S. District Judge David Carter handed down that broad directive in April. Downtown business interests and homeless advocates had sued the city and county, saying they haven't done enough to fix the homelessness crisis. Well, the city and county appealed Judge Carter's order, and now the Ninth Circuit, a panel of judges, says Carter did not have the authority to issue the order. But KPCC's Ethan Ward says that does not end things. He spoke with Elizabeth Mitchell, an attorney for the group that sued the city and county.
Mitchell says anyone who thinks this fight is over is wrong. She told me the motion was vacated, quote, in the best possible way because it doesn't address the merits of the issue, only procedural issues. Mitchell says they will be back in Judge Carter's court in a matter of weeks with an amended complaint because their goal is to get people off the streets. She also said that Judge Carter gave the city and the county a real blueprint to solve street homelessness, but they instead chose to fight the alliance while fighting amongst themselves.
KPCC's Ethan Ward. The next hearing in Judge Carter's courtroom is December 16th. California will not reach its 2030 climate goal, so says a new report from Southern California Edison. KPCC's Julia Paskin says there are a few changes that could get us back on track.
An audit from SoCal Edison projects the state will miss its greenhouse gas emissions goal by at least 30 million metric tons. To fix that, the utility says two major sectors are going to need to turn away from fossil fuels, transportation, and buildings, including single-family homes. But to get consumers to choose electric when buying a new car or water heater, the state needs a more dependable grid that won't fail when temperatures and energy use rise. Erica Bowman directs environmental planning and strategy for SoCal Edison.
They're not going to want to electrify their vehicles. They're not going to want to electrify their buildings. So this is something we're very focused on.
But that also means stronger incentives for choosing energy efficiency and purchasing things like electric vehicles, solar panels, and power storage technology. I'm Julia Paskin.
Let's circle back on pandemic news for a moment, but this time from a different angle. UCLA researchers say nearly 22,000 people who are part of the ongoing California Health Interview Survey say they use flavored tobacco and e-cigarettes less during the pandemic. And UCLA researcher Todd Hughes says staying at home meant less exposure to secondhand smoke.
The percentage of adults reporting exposure in the previous 2 weeks to secondhand smoke from tobacco products or e-cigarette vapor dropped significantly in 2020 to 26.6%. That is basically half of the rate from 2018 and a significant drop from 2019 as well.
Students stuck at home and away from school say they ate more fruit and vegetables and did less binge drinking, but all those online classes meant more sitting around.
Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over LA. Details at www.ciclavia.org.